The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you have young children in your family, anyone, you're maybe struggling with how to explain our response to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Clemson University Life Sciences Outreach Center has created a children's story to use as you talk with the children in your family. The story is both reassuring and encouraging. It focuses on ways that we can protect ourselves and our communities from the COVID-19 virus. And it's just a great tool to have as you try to explain to the young folks in your family. Joining me on the 94.5 The Answer guest line this morning, the author of Community Heroes, A Guidebook to Being Brave in the Face of the Coronavirus, Dr. Renee Lyons. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning. First, let's talk about your advice to parents and those who have young children in their homes who are not quite sure how much and what information to give them. What's your advice to them?
Well, my advice, and this is really the research that we used when writing the book, is first of all, just to initiate conversations with kids. I think the tendency might be to spare kids from the scary stuff going on in the world right now, but the fact is kids are hearing about it, whether they're hearing conversations from their parents quietly talking or they're listening in on what the news is saying, they are hearing about the coronavirus. So it's best for them to get the information from you and to have those conversations with you. And that was really our goal for this book, was just to give parents a tool that they could use to initiate those conversations with their kids. Now, my other advice would be, when you are having those conversations with your kids, to keep it simple. You know, I think for me as a science educator, I would love to get into the details of how a virus hijacks your cellular machinery. And I'm always looking for opportunities to teach science. But, you know, I think with the coronavirus, it really can be a scary, traumatizing thing for children. So I don't think now is the time to get into all the scary details. It's a time to explain and answer any questions your kids may have, but really to keep it basic and simple and just try to explain those new social distancing rules and regulations that kids may have noticed. For example, they notice they can't go to soccer practice anymore or school anymore. So maybe you talk to them about how the virus is a little germ and it spreads when we have contact with each other or touch the same surfaces. And then finally, my last advice would just be to be reassuring and really focus those conversations on what we all can do to help. So that's the whole focus of the book, is how kids can be community heroes. They can do their part by washing their hands, by sneezing properly, by staying inside for a little while. They can help their community and help the medical professionals who are fighting against the coronavirus. They can be part of that effort and they can do their part.
Sure. Yeah. Dr. Lyons, you brought up the idea that, this can be scary. I think sometimes things that scare me the most are the things that I know the least about, the unknown. And there are a lot of unknowns when it comes to the COVID-19 virus. One of the toughest things I would have to imagine for kids has been what you mentioned a minute ago, not being able to go to soccer practice, not being able to go down the street and visit with their friends. How do you talk to your kids about that and explain to them that it's just not safe right now? Or at least if they are with others, you got to do the things like you mentioned, you know, the proper way to cough and to keep washing your hands frequently. How do you talk with your kids about that?
Well, that's where I think you have to be honest and accurate, even though you're trying to be gentle with the way you present the information to the kids. So the way that we approach this in the book is to explain that the coronavirus is a germ and it spreads when people are in close contact talking with each other or when they're touching the same surfaces. So you just have to be real with the kids and say, well, look, think about when you're at soccer practice. Are you touching the same thing that your friends are touching? Well, yeah, the ball, we're all touching that. Are you getting close to them? And usually you can get the kids to kind of come to these conclusions on their own. And then you just, I think, reassure them that this is not going to last forever. And you give them an alternative. So say, well, you know you miss playing with your friends, but how about mommy and daddy come play with you right now? We'll play soccer with you. And you kind of take their focus off of what they can't do, and instead you shift it to what they can be doing.
Sure. With me this morning, Dr. Renee Lyons. She's the author of Community Heroes, a guidebook to being brave in the face of the coronavirus. And the good news is you can share this with your children, and it's real simple. You can go to their website. It's an ebook. It's online. You can go to clemson.edu /science/COVID, or I made it real simple for you as well. I have a keyword up on our text line. Just text the keyword Clemson to 877-235-9405. And you've done a great job with this, Dr. Lyons. Now, I know it's intended for the kids, but I got to tell you, I enjoyed reading it myself last night as I was going through it because, you know, I think it's as good for adults as it is the kids, too.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that, and I agree. I know that as I was working on this project, and it was a joint collaboration with my sister, Sarah, who is the illustrator who did all of the artwork for the book, I know that we both, as we were going through it, were able to talk about our own feelings about the coronavirus. And so I think, yeah, it's intended for kids, but I think it's also healthy for the parents and adults in those kids' lives to talk about it themselves, because we all have a lot of feelings about this and it's scary times, but just taking the time to talk about our feelings really helps make them more manageable.
Sure, sure. Now, I didn't realize that your sister was the illustrator. I mean, what a great job she did.
Yeah, so, I mean, this was a project that when I had the idea to do this book, I knew that we'd have to bring this together pretty quickly. And my sister, Sarah Rose Lyons, she is a local artist in Greenville, South Carolina. She does illustrations, and so I reached out to her, and as a mother of four, she immediately volunteered to do the artwork and completed the artwork within a week. So it was really amazing
Wow.
to see the project come together. Yeah.
So from the time that you guys came up with the idea, your sister did the illustrations and you wrote the book, how long did it take you?
So the book was actually written and illustrated within 1 week. It did take a week after that. We reached out to Prisma Health, and Dr. Windsor Sherrill at Prisma Health connected us with some amazing doctors over there, and they gave us feedback. And so the second week was taking their feedback and making changes. And then we also had another few days for Veronica Doherty. She's a translator. She did the Spanish translation. And then Clemson's communications team, Jim Melvin and Pete Martin, took a few days to get it in that flip book format. But all in all, it was 2 weeks.
Wow. Dr. Renee Lyons, thank you for your time this morning, and thank you for what you've done. It's a great book, and please offer our appreciation to your sister as well, because it's a much-needed tool. It's real easy. Just go to our website, 945theanswer.com. We have it posted there, or you can text the keyword Clemson to 877-235-9405. It's a great book. You can read it on your iPad or bring it up on your computer. But either way, you need to get this right now. You can download it as a PDF, too, I think, and get this to share with your children. Dr. Lyons, thank you again for your time, and great job, by the way.
Thanks, Joey.